Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Seal, Teppanyaki Gags, and Sports Names. They're all coming up right after this.
The Beatles have re-released the classic Phil Spector-produced album, Let It Be, with all of Phil's additions stripped off. Let It Be naked. They removed the legendary wall of sound that Phil Spector worked so hard to build. Phil heard about it, and he is pissed.
I'm pissed. Hi. This is Phil Spector. When Paul McCartney took all the reverb and strings that I put on the original recordings, he ruined the Let It Be album. Well, I'm not going to take this lying down. I'm going to get my revenge. I'm proud to announce the release of my new version of the Let It Be album with Phil Spector's new wall of sound. Oh. I recorded it in my brand new home studio. Listen.
Lockdown. 15 minutes till lockdown.
Locking him down over here, boss.
I call it Let It Be under lock and key. It's all recorded right here in my studio. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. It's not very soundproof. I try to do the sessions during the quieter times, but they won't let me work after lights out. This is my new wall of sound. Actually, it's three concrete walls of sound and some iron bars. Here's how Long and Winding Road came out.
Hey, Jack Johnson.
You.
Spector.
It's so raw and real, it's frightening. Ever wonder what it would sound like if the Beatles recorded their songs while taking a shower with a group of men serving long prison terms? Just listen. Hey, how's that for reverb?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't get more real than this. I've got to admit it, my new album is a killer.
Objection. Your Honor, could we strike that from the record?
I'll allow that. Now we'll take a 30-minute recess.
Well, they tell me my time is running out. So please, go out and buy Let It Be under lock and key. Just send $15 and a pack of smokes to the L.A. County Lockup, care of prisoner 216-118. Please allow 7 years to life for delivery.
Offer void in Rhode Island and every other state, too.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, yeah, we got an email today, and I've been sitting over here debating whether to share it with you or not, and I figure I've suffered alone long enough.
Sure.
Heard you guys briefly talk about the separation of Seal and Heidi yesterday.
Yeah. Mm.
You remember that? I forget why we were talking.
We had a story about a seal that was in some downtown area.
It was in Long Island.
And on
it was
Long Island.
Yeah.
And they had to capture
him.
The seal and relocate it. And I think I made the comment, wow, no wonder he wasn't at the Grammys. See, Seal's also a very fine singer, one of my favorites.
And then we started, we mused at the separation of Seal and Heidi. And this gentleman, Andrew, he said, I thought it was very insensitive, you guys talking about Seal and Heidi, because a seal was scarred for life.
Yeah, he's certainly went for the pockmarks.
Isn't that some tribal ritual?
I thought I heard it was lupus. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know. I'm not trying to make fun of the guy. I think he's a brilliant singer.
Glasgow Grin.
He's not aware
you
of
come
his
up with
personal
something as good
life.
As Kiss from a Rose. Get back to me.
Yeah. Crazy's better than Kiss from a Rose, and that's not easy to do.
Well, I don't know about that.
I do.
We were talking about... I need to call on you again, Josh.
Yes, please.
Oh, we were talking about how it's. I think it's important in contemporary culture to criticize small things now, because there's so many big things that are wrong. Being able to whine about the little things has been sort of put aside, and I don't.
Did someone say something to you yesterday about the bigger picture? Is that what happened?
No. Yeah.
No, I think big picture all the time.
I stand corrected.
I'm the big picture guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's sure. right. You don't get caught up in horns. Yeah. You're right.
And,
yeah.
And sometimes I...
You wouldn't see the big picture if you were at an IMAX.
I mean, I'm the kind of big picture guy.
What are they going to open the theater here? Why do they have this empty wall here? What's the screen?
I'm the big picture guy that says if I had a time machine, I'd go back and make sure the Doors had a live bass player.
Please shut up.
That was also a drug and alcohol counselor. No, but it's you feel kind of bad whining about minor things, and as you should, I guess. But I just think we need to open the world back up to whining about minor things. Like every time I want to go read my newspaper on my phone, I have to put a password in again. I have too many passwords.
Let's get petty again. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. Yes. And then I was mentioning that I love those restaurants where they cook on the table that's on fire. And those are called what again?
Teppanyakis, yeah.
Teppanyaki. Okay. I thought they were called hibachis, but they're
really
not.
Hot. It's not on fire.
I love those restaurants.
Japanese
and then they whip the shrimp into your mouth and all that stuff. I love that.
Sure, yeah.
I'd like to hear you in the face.
But I have been complaining that that they've kind of run out of gags. I mean, they build the volcano from the onions. They do the choo-choo train gag. Right.
No, they've got plenty of gags. You're just insatiable. You're allowed
to. So anyway, you have some new ideas.
Then the guy heaves the egg up into his chef's cap. Love that one. But someone sent us a new gag, and I was trying to describe it. We have a video of it, and I'll do the play-by-play.
Oh. All right.
If you don't mind. Okay, the guy's got the egg in his cap. Now he puts the egg underneath the pan. Now he's doing the thing where he sets the table on fire. Okay, he's got the egg underneath that pan, right?
Oh. He turned it into two eggs.
And there's two eggs in there now.
That's a good trick.
Isn't that a good trick?
That's a very good trick.
Okay.
Very good. That's nothing at all like you
No, I'm sorry. I described it wrong. Now he's got three eggs in there. Look at that. Isn't that amazing?
I don't know how he's doing this.
How the hell is
Isn't that great?
Well, that's magic is what that is.
It's a classic magic trick. So, yeah, I thought it was, it's kind of a variation.
Holy mother of God, what is he carving?
Three cards. And there he is carving up a fish the size of a sailboat.
That was probably $200,000 worth of tuna.
Are you serious?
Yes. At the very end. And, yeah. But isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great magic trick. I
yeah,
love
that was true.
I stand corrected. When you're right, you're right. That's some good magic.
Yeah.
No, terrible radio, good magic.
Well, terrible radio. That's you're at the home of terrible radio.
That's right.
Do you realize if people had tuned in to hear Chick Sportscast, we've been an hour and 28 minutes in the show, not a word about sports.
Nope.
I couldn't be happier.
We got another minor league name. Dear Knuckleheads, minor league team in Charleston, West Virginia, just changed their name near the end of the season last year. Matter of fact, they changed it between games of a doubleheader. They were the West Virginia Power. Then they changed to the Charleston Dirty Birds.
Much better.
This is not a reflection of the wave we'd like to give people in traffic. The old Dirty Bird.
But that's a much better name. That's sure. great.
But it is to remember coal miners that would take a canary down with them into the mines. The Dirty Bird.
See, that's the beauty of a great name, unlike the Commanders or the Cleveland Guardians.
Right, they mean something regional.
Yeah, yeah, they've got you know.
Like everybody knows Cleveland is the Guardian City.
Yeah, that's no right. one knows
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Because it's not true.
Washington.
Oh, yeah, no one in Cleveland had ever heard of that bridge.
Washington. Well, famous in the Eiffel Tower, those Guardians are.
No, these guys sit around trying to be, let's get something totally generic that's utterly meaningless. It's awful.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's based on fear now. It's no fun, but it is it. They need to talk, they should do regional and talk to people.
You know, someone probably objected to the, you know, someone who, people wake up every morning looking at what can I go nuts on the internet for that has no bearing on my life or everyone else's.
And we're not
executing enough of these.
Dirty Birds is a good one.
Dirty Birds.
Sure about the guy that had to make the choice between electric chair and firing squad?
No, what did he decide?
It's not a joke.
He chose firing squad.
Going for firing squad.
Oh, this isn't a joke?
Uh-uh.
No.
Where was this?
In the United States of America.
I didn't know you could do that. You have a choice?
Anymore.
Colorado? No, I don't. I'm not sure where.
Utah did. Just
I'd go firing squad also.
You think so would I. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've seen that Green Mile. I'm going
yeah.
firing
electric,
squad.
The electric chair, which they designed to be more humane, it's really more like a slow cooker.
Got to wet that sponge.
Yeah, but it's because of the ridiculous thing that they can't get the
drugs,
the injection. I mean, I don't know. They seem to have it at every veterinarian office I've been to. No, this is just government.
Hey, time
government
for sports,
BS.
Everybody.
Let's admit it. Come on.
Oh,
they could get the stuff if they wanted.
Remember in Monty Python, The Meaning of Life, the guy got to choose his form of execution, and it cuts to him, and he's running, and there are like 100 topless women chasing him. And they chase him off a cliff.
All right.
Jim Rohn. dumb takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
NBA playoffs last night. Jimmy Butler scored a playoff career high 45. 7-0 run in the final minutes, and the Heat hold off the Hawks 115-105. Heat have a two-game in that series, a lead in that series. Ja Morant, or as I call him, Ja Morant, 23 points and 10 assists. The Grizzlies, the Memphis Grizzlies. How do you feel
good
about
name.
That one? Good name.
Right. By the way, it's South Carolina.
Looked much, yeah, South Carolina.
The guy who wants to.
Much more like, Now, Memphis wins, beating Minnesota.
I don't know that Memphis Grizzlies is good.
96.
How many Grizzlies are wandering around Memphis?
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say.
How about the Beatles? All it takes is one.
No.
Well, you never forget them.
It's not Memphis Grizzly.
Didn't they used to be the Vancouver Grizzlies and they moved down there? Is that what
if you want to get technical about it.
and that always works, of course, the Utah Jazz, because I know Satchmo settled in at the base of Alta so he could ski.
It was the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Bix Beiderbecke, of course, famous.
I had totally forgotten about the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Tribute to Deer Valley.
One upset last night. Shut up. New Orleans Pelicans. That's a Penguins. Pelicans. What do you like?
New Orleans Penguins is a great team name.
Shall we go from this moment forward? New Orleans Penguins.
No.
I don't like Pelicans.
Pelicans, but they have Pelicans.
You ever see a pelican?
They have pelicans in New Orleans.
They're funny. Orleans.
They look like bird urinals.
I don't think there are any pelicans in New Orleans either.
Thank you, Josh.
There are.
That did not get the chuckle that it deserved.
I didn't hear him.
I didn't hear it. What'd you say?
I was yelling.
He said that the mouth of a pelican looks like.
Pelicans look like bird urinals. I think they're funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't that be great if it was a restaurant you walk in and you lift
you know
up
what?
This pointy lid?
No, I have no doubt somewhere in America, if not many places, there are urinals or toilets that look like a pelican.
Oh, I
hope
agree.
So.
Some beachfront, run by a guy named Skipper. I have no
Would idea. You pee in a live pelican's mouth?
Yes.
I don't think you would.
I don't think he'd hold his beak.
I think there's a danger.
Well,
there's
I'm
a danger,
assuming,
what they call in the medical field, a pecker and pecker intrusion.
which
the pecker over here is swallowed. No.
Yeah, I'm afraid of this toilet seat coming down.
This comes
with had that where you can get the old crush.
I have, you know me, I have trust in my heart.
Yes.
I'm trusting the pelican to keep his mouth open.
I was going to say, you can't do that.
Yeah.
What if he likes it, though? What if the pelican's like a little freak? What? Pelicans have needs, too.
Trust in your heart. I've got two words for
what
you.
What if he's R. Pelican?
Trust in your heart, two words. Siegfried and Roy.
Anyway, the Penguins won last night in Phoenix because Devin Booker got hurt in the second half. Devin Booker. What did I say?
Evan Booger.
From this point on, his name's Evan
Booger, and it's a Penguin.
Let's see.
So
we had
confused.
Double.
If you choose the firing squad. If you choose the firing squad, do you get to pick where they get the aim?
I don't think so.
I would do the classic bit where I would have them circle me, and just as they all fire, I would bend down to pick something up. I'm a free man.
Then they bring six new guys.
You got to trust
timing on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Dear Tom, I have a solution to your password problem.
Okay, too many passwords. Can't stand it.
Write it down. You can also have the device save it for you.
No,
yeah, or put it in your phone.
That's the thing. You go on these newspaper websites and save the password, and then it doesn't.
Please join. And then it doesn't.
You're just doing it wrong. This
please join. Yes, you're a menace to yourself. You know that. And to everyone else. Please join the 21st century.
Hey, by the way, my watch just told me that the SmackDown video is now available.
Oh, good.
Look at that.
I'm really looking. It really did. I can see the message from here.
Yeah, well, once again, the Bob and Tom Puppet Theater is back up and running with the Smack Tom video.
It's a good
on various social media platforms.
Well, it was missing one thing.
What?
What?
Me.
You were in it.
MC.
At the end. They've got the whole array and you're up there.
Oh, that's
but Ace
it's just
didn't
an advertisement for the...
Oh, you mean you wanted to be part of the ones beating me up?
I wouldn't mind smacking you.
Well, you, in Ace's defense, you asked.
I'll ask the editor. I don't know.
Too many cooks.
Okay.
Let's see. A woman wearing a T-shirt with the slogan Mother of the Year has been arrested after allegedly punching an umpire after a children's softball game in Mississippi.
That's right. That's a good mom.
Yep. According to reports, Ms. Christy Moore has been calling games for 10 years, was umpiring a game in Laurel, Mississippi. One of the mothers of the game was reportedly cursing so much, she was asked to leave. A coach made the woman leave, but rather than go home, she allegedly waited for Moore, and after the game, punched her in the face.
Good Lord.
And then fled.
Wearing a shirt that says...
The woman who was wearing a Mother of the Year shirt at the time was soon located and arrested and charged with assault.
Wow.
Yeah, if you see, you can see it in the mugshot. I'm guessing it was not a gift. I'm guessing it was... I'm guessing thrift store purchase.
What about the photograph makes you assume that she's not a good mother?
Everything.
You are so mean.
She punched some kid in the face.
But you tend to judge people just by looking at
the
pictures.
That's the problem with our culture. Everyone's afraid to judge anything. If I were the judge, I believe in cruel and unusual punishment.
All right.
Punch her back.
Yeah.
You should see the lady she hit. She's got a huge red thing all over her face.
Yeah, this is terrible.
She could have put her eye out.
That's true.
Mother of the Year.
You talk to any coach or any teacher, and they go, man, the kid's fine. It's the parents that make me want to quit everything.
Oh, yeah. You know how hard it is to be an umpire or a referee?
Thankless. Totally thankless. Impossible.
I don't know. In her defense, I guess it didn't specify which year. So,
oh, yeah, you're right.
She could have been the mother of the year 12 years ago, and then things have gone south since then.
Did she hit the pipe?
Who knows? But she looks
just here with my pipe.
She looks like a dirtbag.
She looks like a dirtbag.
So, I bet she does, though.
Let me get a look at her.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. She's right. She does look like a dirtbag.
Crazy eyes?
Yeah. You can't be doing that at your kid's game.
No, that's awful. Yeah.
She's in the stands cursing up a storm.
Of course.
Classy. Not. Nice.
When is that going to slow down? Is it the age of everything being on video? People see how they're behaving and they're going to stop?
No, I think they secretly like what they want to be.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I think people have been commenting anonymously for so long. People are just more used to being mean. And sometimes when you're mean, you get punched in the face.
I think you're exactly right. Because everyone's behind the wall of the internet.
Right.
And like I said before, people get up every day looking for something to be angry about.
Everybody's got their passwords all organized. They're up on websites everywhere. And they're making
comments. A victim. Can you park my BMW? I'm a victim.
Tonight on This Is Us.
I don't know why I'm so sad.
I don't know. I know it's not because of that $1.2 million house you have.
Or the model wife that you...
Yeah, jeez.
Rules that from Nerdy Deep Voice. Ace Cusby, here he is with his joke of the day.
It's 420. Here's a tip for you.
Okay.
You know how to get a one-armed stoner out of a tree?
Oh.
Yeah, I do. You wave at him.
Yep, that's it.
You see?
Yeah. He would be holding on.
So stoned that he forgets.
Right.
So stoned.
And then the result of that is he falls from the tree, you see. Oh, thank you very much.
Is there any way, one of these 420s, I know you need more preparation than this, one of these 420s, we just sit around, you do a couple edibles with us, and we see what happens.
No.
Any way at all.
I think Tom might be like me. Like, if we were to do that, we would smoke.
You wouldn't do the edible?
No.
Oh.
First of all, we'd have to be out on Lake Michigan beyond the 20-mile limit, right? Is that Canada?
Are you worried about getting busted, man?
Haven't you learned yet? We are above the law.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.